Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. How does your presence affect those around you? Today's podcast with evangelist John Pound demonstrates a principle from Matthew 5 that will establish your influence and help you show Christ 24/7. Join us in this podcast entitled Seasoned with Salt.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Ocala, Florida, where our team is getting geared up for our fourth war of the year. And speaking of Ocala, our guest today is an Ocala native, evangelist John Pound. John is going to be this fall leading the War Blitz, which is an electrifying three-night competition for teens. He's been on the podcast here several times, and I know he's going to be a blessing to you here today. So John, why don't you share what God's put on your heart?
Thanks so much, Brother Bosler. Today in the podcast, I want to talk to you about something that I believe is very near and dear to the heart of our Savior. The Bible says in Matthew 5:13, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." Salt's great for food. When I got married, we decided to go and for our honeymoon, we stayed in a cabin in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. And in the cabin that we stayed in, we realized that we were going to have to do some cooking. And when we went to the grocery store, we stopped in and we bought our groceries, and we bought several different things. We bought bread, we bought meat, we bought noodles, we bought all kinds of different stuff for different types of food that we were going to make that week. But there was one thing that we didn't leave without. That was salt. Seasoning. Salt can make food taste amazing. There's some times where if you just add a little bit of salt to a dish, it really does make all the difference. Here in the Bible, Jesus gives us this commandment that we're supposed to be salt. Now, what in the world does that mean? Here's what I believe Jesus is saying. Everywhere in all the world, Christians need to be making a difference. If there's a city where there's a Christian, that city should be being impacted because of that person. But Jesus gives a warning here. And he says, "If the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast down and be trodden under the foot of men." My friends, can I tell you today, the savor of a Christian is Jesus Christ. You see, what makes us different and what allows us to make a difference is Christ in us. Christ is the one that changes us. It's His life through us that can impact others. It's His life through us that can make ministry happen. It's His life through us that can make prayers answered. It's His life through us that can see the gospel go forward in power. My friends, the savor of a Christian is the Savior Himself. It's Jesus Christ. Early in the ministry of Jesus, the disciples were grappling with His statements that He was going to go away. Jesus looked at His disciples and He told them, "It's good for you that I go away. It's expedient. Because if I go not away, the Comforter will not come." The Comforter being the Holy Spirit. Now here was Jesus' desire. Jesus understood that if He stayed in a mortal body on earth, He would be restricted to one place at a time. But if He went away, if He died and rose again, paid for the sins of the world and then ascended into heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to live in our hearts, that through His life in us, He could impact people all over the world in every given place. My friend, wherever you are today, Jesus has a desire to use your life to make a difference, to use your life that you would be different, that you would be salt, that you could impact your city, your community, your school, your workplace, your sports team for Jesus Christ. I'll never forget the time when I traveled the war and I met a young man. The young man was different. He kind of dressed a little nerdy. He wasn't exactly the most social person that you'd ever meet in your life. But he had a tremendous effect on me. Because while he maybe didn't possess some of the gifts that people who have great speaking abilities have, or some of the popularity that we see with people that we look up to, he had one thing that about him was different, and that was the spirit. You see, wherever this kid went, it just seemed like whoever he talked to, he impacted them for Christ. He was always talking about the Lord. He was always talking about the things that God was doing and the power of the Word of God. I remember seeing this kid minister. He wasn't even necessarily trying to minister. He was just being honest about what God was doing in his life. And can I tell you, many people came to the Lord because of that. My friends, that kid was salt. He made a difference because he was different. And you can too. The savor of a Christian is Jesus. When people look at your life, can they see Jesus? When your friends talk about you, they talk about how an impact for Christ you make in their life. If we were to meet you on the street, would we even know that you're a Christian? Today, you can make a difference. You can be different. But the only way it's going to happen is by surrendering to the will of God, surrendering to God's calling on your life, and depending on Him to make the difference in you and to use His life in you to make the difference in others. Total surrender, total dependence.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.